USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two unrelated mass shootings in America in less than 24 hours leave a total of 30 people dead, including the shooter in the second of the two incidents, which happened overnight in Dayton, Ohio. Police there say a man opened fire near Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton's Oregon District before Dayton police officers shot and killed him. Another 16 people were injured there. Meanwhile, in El Paso, Texas, the mayor says,
I'm gearing up for 20 funerals and making sure we can bring our city together.
Mayor DeMargo speaking about the mass shooting at a Walmart there yesterday that killed 20 people and injured at least 26 others. A 21-year-old man from the Dallas area is now in police custody. Authorities say he'll face murder charges and also possibly hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Police now say the gunman who opened fire on a Northern California food festival last weekend killed himself after officers shot him multiple times. Officials correcting previous police accounts that the officers fired the fatal bullet. Police gave the update soon after the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner said 19-year-old Santino William Legan died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He killed three people, including two children, and injured 13 others at the Gilroy Garland Festival on Sunday. Democratic Baltimore Congressman Elijah Cummings responding to a week of attacks by President Trump against him and his city. The chairman of the House Oversight Panel saying he would welcome a visit from President Trump to Baltimore.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore and I promise you, you will be welcome. I promise you, we will give you every bit of hospitality we've got.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There were more civilian casualties in Afghanistan in the month of July than in any single month since 2017. That's according to the UN mission, which cites preliminary findings indicating more than 1,500 civilians were killed or wounded, mainly due to a spike in casualties from insurgent attacks. It said more than 50% of the casualties were caused by bombings. The Taliban keeping up a steady tempo of attacks, despite holding rounds and rounds of peace talks with the United States. The two sides appear to be closing in on an agreement in which U.S. forces would withdraw a sizable number of troops in exchange for guarantees that Afghanistan would not become a haven for terrorist groups again. There's a new warning from the CDC for dog owners, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than two dozen humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. Investigators said the contaminated pig ear treats came from multiple suppliers. If you have a pig ear treat, don't touch it directly, but throw it away.
And the man believed to be America's oldest mayor, Boonville, Kentucky Mayor Charles Long, has died at 99. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.